98.1 KZE. It's a little bit after 4 o'clock on your Friday afternoon. Lots of great shows in the area this weekend, including one of my favorite bands from Kingston, who I haven't seen in quite some time. It's great to have them here playing tomorrow night at Rojan Brewing. Please welcome Payne's Gray Sky.
Well, I've been up for 3 days straight now. The sun's long gone, it's getting late now. I love to be in bed over my head. Don't know how to turn all the noise in it off. I bottle my time, try to write her a letter, thinking you would have thought that I would have known better. Not to put down words that might upset her. I got a way to put people off. I won't sleep, but you don't want me. I won't sleep, but you don't want me. She don't want. Listen to that freight train bearing down on the city. You know I love that song. Oh, but the voice, it ain't pretty. She invites me aboard, Lord, ain't that a pity? Stuck in this old Kingstown. The quiet of my room, it's my ghost that haunt me. Creeping around in my head until I can't see. A way to chase them off, and now again it's quarter to three. Still can't lay this tired body down. Sleep, but you don't want me. See, I won't sleep, but you don't want me. Yeah, I won't sleep, but you don't want me. She don't want. Sirens cry somewhere down on Broadway, setting off them dogs barking down my neighbor's driveway. In the hush of the early morning, they slowly fade away. Sandman finally pays a call, but I'll be dead. Over the rooftop she comes, shining my heavy eyes. I wanna cry like me, oh my, baby, can you sympathize? The smell of coffee coming down that hall. Yeah, I won't sleep, but you don't want me. Yeah, I won't sleep, but you don't want me. She don't want me.
She don't want. 98.1 KZE, Payne's Gray Sky in the studio with me. You can catch these guys tomorrow at Rojan Brewing. It is so nice to see you guys. Welcome.
Hey, great to see you.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute.
It has.
Since probably pre-pandemic, right?
Oh yeah. I think so.
Well, catch me up. What have you been up to?
Oh gosh. Last time was what? Maybe 2000. I don't know, 15 or 16.
Really?
So yeah.
Oh my
that
god.
Long. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
I don't know. Yeah. I wasn't there.
So what's new is Arnold.
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome. I love the accordion. It's a fabulous addition to the band.
Thanks.
I've
been practicing quite a bit.
On the accordion? Thanks for letting me borrow it.
Yeah. You guys have been, I feel like you're such a Kingston staple. Like, you've been in the Kingston music scene for how long now?
I think
400 years.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Roughly, give or take.
Probably around 2009.
Yeah.
15 years. The end
yeah.
of this month.
Yeah. And essentially the same lineup, right?
Couple. Rich, Dave, and I have been the same lineup since the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm not Rich.
No. And then we added Arnold. Actually, we added Arnold during the pandemic. Arnold stopped down to the room. To my classroom.
And masks on.
Yeah. Yep, masked up. And said, hey, I don't know if you're looking for a keyboardist. And jumped over the table and made him sign.
Hug me.
From a good social distance. Yes,
I think you did send me a song, Wishing For was during the pandemic, right?
Yeah, right at the, sort of tail end of it. Right.
That's a great song.
Oh, yeah.
Play that one quite a bit on KZE.
We've got another one coming out in a couple of weeks, too.
Oh, great.
I'm mixing it right now.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Finally got the vocals on it.
Yeah. Tell me.
I think we put on our webpage that we're going to release it within, at one point, I think it was like any day now, and then it was, or in a few months, or a couple of years from now.
When it's ready.
Yes, exactly.
When it feels ready.
We're almost there now.
I just realized we could have said any day now. We shall be released.
Good one.
That's thanks. Yeah, but I'm
Dave.
So you know, it's been a long time. This is the first time I've had you guys with me in the studio at KZE. So for the listeners who may not be initiated, can you talk about your name a little bit? I always really liked the name Payne's Gray Sky.
We had this. The song came before the band's name. So I had written a song called Payne's Gray Sky, and We were nameless at that point, and we're looking for some name. And it's one of my favorite colors. So just that deep purple, blue, black, just on the edge of being black.
Like a deep stormy
sky.
Yeah.
So I think was it Rich maybe even that was like, what? Use Payne's Gray Sky. We're looking at titles. And
what are some of the other band names? I'd love to know. Possible names.
I don't know.
Bar Down at one point.
Yeah, which was like.
What was it?
Bar Down.
Bar Down?
Yeah.
Like Bear Down?
Next Bar Down? We'll meet you at the next Bar Down.
Like Bar Down from this, like the Southerners.
And then wasn't there some talk about IBUs too, because you guys were drinking a lot of IPAs, so it was like the international.
Yeah, those High West Coast
international
bitterness unit.
I don't mind that.
But you know, the songs, like I'm a fairly upbeat person, but the songs are usually, you know,
kinda
a lot
sad.
Of the songs are red or dark or have a blue side to them, so we thought it was appropriate.
Do you work out all of the darkness through the music so that you can be happy in most
I
of your life?
I guess. I mean, it seems that way.
Yeah.
I find that.
I find that to be the case. You know, my husband's a metal guy, and you'll never meet nicer, more cheerful, positive people than people in the metal community, because I think they just get all the aggression out in the music, and then they're just lovely to be around the rest of the time.
Makes sense.
So, yeah, same thing.
Cool.
Payne's Gray Sky, my guest in the studio, playing at Rojan Brewing tomorrow. That's up in Hillsdale, New York. Do you know what time?
Dave?
Six o'clock.
6 o'clock
yeah.
at Rojan Brewing. Six to eight. Awesome. Perfect. Just past happy hour time. Yeah. It's a beautiful spot up there. I have not been yet, but I've spoken to the folks from Rojan, I think, on a Tasting Tuesday, and can vouch that the beer is very, very good.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I've actually, before we even had booked anything, I'd stopped and gotten some Rojan beer for band practice.
Yeah.
Not that we do that.
Oh, yeah.
But,
no.
And that's, we really, really
we don't do that.
That's, I mean, why be in a band?
It's called band practice? I thought it was drinking Thursday.
It's either the girls or the beer, and since he already had the beer.
Wait, girls, what?
You guys are getting beer? Payne's Gray Sky in the studio. You guys want to play us one more song? You got another one for us?
Sure.
What do we got?
We could try. Let's try Platte Clove. Cool. So we're going to do a tune called Platte Clove Waltz, which, if you're familiar, at the end of West Saugerties, what is it, West Saugerties Road there?
The most terrifying road in the Hudson Valley, Platte Clove.
Yes. Seasonal road closes in the winter.
There's a hike I like up to Platte Clove on the first day of spring when that snow is still froze. Chokers and bees on the trail exposed to the wind on the way up the mountain.
Welcome me back with your open arms. Shelter me from all of life's harms. I'm under your name, still as the charms of these Catskill Mountains. It's the horseshoe turn, scramble to the trailhead, find the lowest line, life's toiling trail. I'm gonna split a fifth of Jack from a huckleberry ledge, shutting out the side of a mountain.
Welcome me back with your open arms, shelter me from all of life's harms. I'm under your name, spell as a charm of these Catskill Mountains.
KZE, Payne's Gray Sky in the studio. I am a sucker for specific place names in songs. That was wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a brief story about Platte Clove Road.
Okay.
It's not that crazy, but yeah, anybody who has not been up there, it's a seasonal use road, which is outside of Saugerties. It goes up into the Catskills, and I DJ weddings, and a lot of them are up in the Catskills, and I just go where Google tells me, and I had to drive up there in my Honda Fit full of gear. Like, that thing is so heavy when it's full of gear. And I'm like, in this little lowrider Honda Fit, I barely made it up Platte Clove. Oh, I was like, yeah. When I realized it was routing me that way, I was like, oh no. But there was nothing I could do. I literally had, like, I was flooring it, and I was just up that last turn. So yeah, don't mess around with Platte Clove Road.
No. We actually know somebody that went off the side and lived to tell the tale. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I had an experience where I hiked up there with a friend in college, and so many years ago.
Yeah.
And we didn't have it, this was long ago enough that there was a tape player and like a boombox in the car, and a cassette. We're playing on an old style cassette, you know. And so she said, "Jimmy, man, I don't know what's going on. The music won't play." I said, what are you doing? And I looked down for a split second. I said, oh, you know, Julie, you hit record. And then I had gone off the road a little bit. And you just hear, yeah. And it was recorded. I wish I had that tape. you just hear.
Oh, no.
And then just, you know. Just a lot of hyperventilating after we got back.
Dude, that's
my gosh, that tape was
gold.
It's too bad really you don't
gold.
Have that, because you could use that like at the beginning of the song.
Oh,
that'd be great.
We're gonna die.
Black clothes. Well, it's a much easier drive up to Hillsdale tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
Road Jam Brewing 6 to 8, Payne's Gray Sky, just the perfect band to go to drink some beers at Road Jam, hang out.
Yes, it's the perfect band to drink some beers.
Thank you guys so much.
Thanks
for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, MK.
Great to see you. We got your community bulletin board and Brent Cobb up next on KZE.